Sorry. Okay, in any case, so what we say, definitely hershkacha. So buying fruits from hershkacha is a problem. Sometimes you're stuck and you're at some, I guess it's someone's house, which could possibly be. So if you know that certain types of fruits like apples and oranges, the percentage of oil is relatively low, usually between 5 and 10%, relatively low, usually less than 5 or 6%. So therefore the halakha is, you can buy. It's one of the most interesting studies to go to a lingo there to figure out exactly certain posts and how they pass on the oil. The simple halakha should preferably buy even Jewish fruit. Buy non-Jewish fruit we mentioned before, if you want the robe and finish. If you buy Jewish fruit, the halakha should be, according to most posts, you go after the majority. And since what you find in the shuk, you don't know, have no idea where it came from, the roll will say it's not a roller. The apples and oranges will say, for example, you have to buy it. Well, Yeshu has a very strange psalm, which no one has succeeded to understand up till now. And all the London talk about it, they can't figure it out. You have to sense it. Yet all the trees in Yerushalayim are considered kavua. And the halakha is like kavua when you find kavua from Metzal Metzal. Kavua means like this. Kavua is a special halakha on a pasuk, not from a pasuk. When you have 10 stores, one sells shaved meat and one sells 9 sell kosher meat. Simple case, 10 stores, one sells shaved meat, 9 sell kosher meat. Okay? If you find a piece of meat in front of the stores in the street, you say, call the kosher meat for it. If you find it, it came from the majority, and it's kosher. If you go around the stores, you don't remember which store you went into. And the Easter is kavuv and kamos. It's nicker, it's recognizable in its place. The store over there, right, AMP. One of the store says AMPM. The other store says, right, whatever, Goldstein kosher meat. Right? Goldstein over there, and they have all the Jewish names, Juan, Cohen, Goldstein, etc. All kosher meat, very good. So each store is nicker, the Isser, nicker Isser. So you walk into a special ground, you walk into, Kol Kabul Kamefsa Mefsa. It's a pasuk which tells us all kabul is like half and half, as if she's 50-50. There's no logic to this possible verse. There is no logic for it. So don't try. It's halakha. That's halakha. That's more subas. That's tezvav. That's nishakan halakha. And that's the end of the world. So it's like half and half. So you walk home, you find, oh, where did this meat from? It doesn't have a label on where I get it from. I don't remember now. Right? It's like half 50-50. What's the difference between 50-50 when you have a suffix and a terror? Suffix and a terror. That's it. The meat's also. Okay? So you actually somehow got it. And when you go to the shuk and you buy it, it's called kavur. No one is able to figure out how that is. But no one is speaking when you start something that you can find this. You have the majority. Porish right now. You know where it came from. You know who brought it there. You know who picked it.
Porish. He's not in the tree
itself. So you have to get able to scrap the majority. It should be Mutter, which wrote post from hole like that. That's it. And that's because that's all we used to have scrap on because of this. Because most people picking the fruits were non Jews. So the time the fruit was being picked, it wasn't relevant to him. A Filipino or an Arab picking fruit, it's not relevant to him, Orla. So when he's picking the fruit, puts it in a basket, there's no, you're not just mistaken, you have to worry about it. Once the basket comes out of the orchard, it's porridge. Once it's porridge, you have the majority, Shema Yisrael, and everything's fine and dandy. That's when he's in the Havashkat, and Orla, so we're going to start this food, it's not. Never they start working on Orla. But no one understands it, the reason for the Rabbi Yashu, it's very, very hard. Everybody talks about it in the Yishim and Orla, and so therefore, but the majority of the whole, you have the majority. And therefore, if you go to someone's house, and you don't know where the fruit came from. You may have apples and oranges and things like that, which are normal types of fruits. You can be able to some of those in the majority and fruit. As I say, there are certain types of exotic fruits, but the majority of oil is very, very rare. Star fruit or something like that. Some people think I've heard the name of it before in my life. But from Boulder or
whatever. Hey, pomelo.
Pomelo is a low potential oil. Okay, that is the story of buying fruits. Vegetables? There's no thing as oil as vegetables. There's nothing oil as vegetables. Are they fruits that grow on trees? Papaya is one of the most interesting fruits in Brazil. Papaya is like an orange fruit.
Uh-huh.
And the first time I had in my life was that I got it, one of my parents in Maine. And my parents, a few years ago in Maine, walked into the supermarket and said, wow, there's a papaya there! Look at that, a fresh papaya I never had in my life, you know? Look at that, we bought it. It's only pretty tasty, actually. Because what happened, papaya tree lives about 4 or 5 years ago, so. The majority of fruit that comes from papaya tree is within the first 3 years. It only lives 4 or 5 years.
Wow.
So therefore, papayas, and now there's a big thing in the posting where the papaya tree is like in a banana tree, which is Rekha Dhamma, which is the problem of Gorilla. Or the papaya tree is like a fruit tree, which is a major problem of Gorilla, because the thing only lives 4 or 5 years, majority of the food coming from it is orla, and then you remember you'll have water. Right? So Fagus is very problematic food. And Rov Posim Eretz Yisrael, Rav Yashik, Rav Fati, and the whole Posim deal with the Papaya, say that in Eretz Yisrael, it's Rov orla in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, don't bother giving Ashkechan, it's so hard to give Ashkechan, you don't find it in Shukri. You find dried Papaya in the Kubushat and Kutsarts. So as again, halacha is where you say, go down the guy's orchard, you know, turn your back, and say, Paul, go, you know, bring me some fruit, and everything's fine and dandy.
Even works if it's rove?
What?
Even works if it's rove orla?
Yeah, you want to rove orla, we said. What's wrong with Paul?
What if he has no, what if as long as there's one
there,
if there's one non-orla tree, it's okay?
What?
It has to be one non-orla tree, right?
One non-orla tree? Yeah, right. It's 100% orla, but it's not much happening. Okay. Now, so papaya in Israel is found, but most of the foods are not the same situation. So look, the vegetables are Reisai. Vegetables, Reisai wouldn't mean strawberries. There's some posting fast and strawberries break their eights. That's the case. That's it. There's no strawberries with mutter because the strawberry bushes die in a very short time. As a kid, I used to pick strawberries when I was a kid, or from one in the summer. Yeah. And strawberries have little bushes and they die. A year to three burgers. If someone passes a big base and strawberries, I'm that's it. Who would you think they are making from?
Eggplant is also the same way.
Eggplant, yeah. Anyway, so, by break your dummy, there's no problem with the world.
Good.
Fantastic. Okay, so break your dummy, go to any place in Shrub near Israel and buy vegetables. But there's a couple of other problems. Three, I think, might be a problem. Hybriding in Kiloyim, a lot of like Kiloyim are vegetables. That is mutter, it's also to do and mutter bakilun. They change a lot of kibbutz and mutter bakilun. The person who makes a hybrid of, say, I don't know, an orange tree with a plum tree and puts some kind of new purple orange, something like that, it's mutter to eat. Not to do, but it's mutter to eat. So that's not a problem. What can we find? Chumash and Maishas. Chumash and Maishas is a very solvable problem. You just mapping Chumash and Maishas very easy. Yeah.
Clay care is still a problem, though, right?
What is the problem by corn by crumbing by grapes, which I was told that Bell's grapes and that they're not much in the world. And what is the big problem by grapes? There's a lot of grafting with grapevine. It's a big problem with grapes. Yeah.
You know, Mr. Barbaros
have a Shmiz? Shmita? I think it's a word, but it's not good right now. There's nothing for Shmita hanging around. It's a Pause 1. Pause 1, you can find Shmita. It says on. You have to know what your Shmita was. It was 2001.
Yeah.
I think 2001 was the last year. Shmita could be Pause 1. By wine. It was like wine. Shmita. You have to check in the dates in the bottom. Don't use it. Okay, after Shmita, it's a big problem with wine. But we get to be worried about that then. In the meantime, Chumash and Maaser. What do you think about Chumash and Maaser's questions? Very simple. Very, very simple. There's a one-line nusach that you can say, set aside a coin, use to redeem Maaser Shani. Say a one-line nusach, and you can take Chumash and Maaser's. It takes a few seconds. All vegetables are not a problem. The question is how do you do it? And the point of Chumash and Maaser is you have to know what you're doing before you use a one-line program. It's like a computer program. You have to put the program in. Once you program it, then you can work with one line. You click on a button, it works. So you have to program it in your head. You have to know what you're doing. And so therefore, we'll try to outline shortly what you're doing with Chumash and Maaser. The truth of the matter is, we said we did very, very good. I had a whiteboard here. It makes it so much easier to visualize. Tells us we have fruits that grow in Eretz Yisrael. How do you say it? That's this idea over here. Okay. You thought
about those shadows aren't going to move any
closer. Oh, the wind is blowing out. What? The wind is blowing out. Okay. Very good. Okay. site, you can have a nice red apple.
Yeah.
And Unaterra, just two Maestros, and the total fights of the majority of Rishonim are only five. Duggan tier 3 star. Duggan is grains, five grains, wheat, barley, spelt, spelt, oats, rye. Oats in there for you. Yeah. And wine and olive oil. That's what Rosh Hashanah. The Rambam sheet is that Trumas are Meister of Chayim and Torah, also on all fruits that grow on trees. Rambam sheet, Rambam sheet, and the rest. That's the only Rabban. That he was only Rabban.
Does that include dates and figs and pomegranates?
Dates and figs and pomegranates are, yeah, those are the same. They're not one of the ones that are highly applying to most people. Now, when you get some fruit, the Torah tells us in Pesukim that some goes to the Kohen, some goes to the Levi, some goes to the owner. A different thing. I'll explain briefly. There's a section of the pre, of the fruits, where there's one apple or 100 apples, it doesn't make any difference. We have the big apple over here for just demonstration purposes, but it makes no difference how many you have. 1,000 apples, it doesn't make any difference. A certain percentage goes to the Kohen, it's called Truma Gedola. You have your fruits, one certain size, a mashu. A little bit goes to the coin. Your Isaac and a Torah, a little bit goes to the coin. You have a warehouse of this, the biggest orchestra time over here. Right? You take one half of a wheat kernel, give it the coin, that's from Gedola, that's it, you're finished. The day is wow. Over. Chachamim came along and said that the coin's not going to live very well off that. So therefore, you have to give a shear, I think you give 150, 2%. That's only the coin's going to eat it. The coin's not going to eat it. So it's enough to give a mashu in order to take off the Yisur Tevel. We have a fruit, which is not taking terms of mice properly, from what's called Tevel. Tevel, that's the name. The Torah is always called Tevel. And Tevel means that it's a sort of yeet, terms of mice not taken properly. Which was Minatera, the Leib is Manazer, we pass in terms of mice are abundant in all fruits because the majority of Jews are not in Eretz Yisrael. The majority will be in Eretz Yisrael, then they'll be Haiva Natera. Meantime, only people that want all fruits and vegetables. Everything because the majority of Jews are not here as well. Therefore, the table is only their one. And what was going to turn would be high Yisrael Shemayim death or the first name Tevel. It's pretty common. Yeah, you have. Now, so today, since the coin's not going to eat it, not going to use it, so we take a little bit off, a mashu off, a little bit off for Kim Gedolah. That would, only a coin who's Tohor can eat it. So we have Kohanim we have today, but Tohor, people who are not Tamei Mesa, doesn't exist in the world today. Everybody's Tamei Mesa at some point, they're all coming.
Including Shalom and Olam Mitzvah?
What?
Including Shalom and Olam Mitzvah?
Yeah. Everybody's Tamei today. So therefore, coin can eat, take it from the side, we're going to throw it away eventually. That's really the next stage of voice of the Torah tells you that one tenth of what's remaining, and give it to the lady, that's called Meiser. Meiser. With 1/10, tithe. That goes to the lady. The wonderful thing about the Meister is that once the lady gets it, it's his. Anybody can eat it, can do what you want with it.
If one is a lady.
If one's a lady, so he takes it, smiles, keeps it for himself. Okay? That's the Meister. Right? That's the Meister. Meister goes to the lady, 1/10. From the Meister, the lady receives, he has to take up 1/10 of that. Which, if you're excellent mathematicians, comes out approximately 1/100 of the whole fruit. That's called Truma, Trumas Meiser. Truma from the Meiser. That goes to the coin also. So 1/10 goes to the Levi, and that the Levi takes 1/10 and gives to the coin. That's called Trumas Meiser. Okay? Truma Gedol, the first Truma has no shear whatsoever in the zero. You know, a little bit is enough. Trumas Meiser has a shear of 1/100, approximately 1/100. So we have, we're going to have Truma Gedola a little bit, and Truma Meiser, which is approximately 1/100. That's to go to the coin, that's to get the cut off. So when you start taking Truma Meiser, the first thing you do is cut off from the fruit a little bit more than 1%. A little bit more than 1/100, you cut it off. And you put it on the side.
It has to be edible.
It has to be edible, right. Doesn't have to be very good, it has to be edible. That taken off, goes here on the side. That's a little more than 1%. Julian is the fruits that are ripened. Percent. 1%, a little more. Anyway, what's the sign for one more? What was that?
More than or less?
I just count this verse, I don't remember. The way you did it is right. In that 1%, you got Truma, Truma Gedola, that's a little more than 1%, and 1% is Truma's Meiser. That's the coincidence that eventually will be on the white, because no one can eat it, no one can do anything with it. That's why the first step you can't that much. That's all you have to do. The rest is just you know, you say it, and the automatically takes place. Right? The deeper makes it take place, even thinking can make part of it take place. You do the deeper, you say it. That's what you have to do actually. So you take your apple or whatever you got, your fruits over there, take off more than 1% from the side. Okay. Now, the next step stage is Meiser, which is somewhere in this group. The 10% is somewhere in here, we'll describe how it works. The remainder of the fruit has in it one more tenth you have to deal with. That one more tenth remaining of the fruit, tenth was remaining, which is something like 9.7%, because you took off already this little bit over here. Also Meiser Rishon. So you have a school Meiser Sheni. Meiser Sheni is the second Meiser. And that has one or two things. You can be Meiser Ani or Meiser Sheni. In the third and sixth years of the Shemitah cycle, it's called Meiser Ani goes to four people. Right? In the 1, 2, 4, 5 years of the Shemitah cycle, it's called Meiser Sheni. The din is you take it up to the Beis Mikdash, you read it in your Yerushalayim, and take it up to the Beis Mikdash in Yerushalayim. Can't be Torah also. So today, of course, no one's Torah. You can't take it up in the initial line. No basically achieve that. So what do you do with it? First, you redeem it. So what you do is you say, the Meiser Sheni is some of the fruits, well, just got to describe it. Do that, and you redeem it on a coin. Put aside a coin. You redeem it, and the fruit is on a coin. Fruit today, of course, is passing 4.7 per agarot. So one shekel has about 20, maybe about 20 times an agarot. One shekel piece. You redeem $1 million worth of fruits on one pruta. That's a lot. That's a lot. You can redeem something, the value of it, the intrinsic value makes no difference. You have a warehouse full of Meiser Sheni. Right? The value of it is to say $1 million, you can redeem it on one pruta. That's a lot. The times are basically different, they actually ate it. You redeem it on its value. The value is $10. You redeem it on $10, take the $10 for Beis Mikdash. Say you lived in Tzfat. And the empire is obviously the tourists travel all through the Brat. You redeem it in Tzfat, come to Yerushalayim with the money, take the money, go to a vendor in Yerushalayim, and buy whatever you want, whatever kind of food you want, and eat it as Meiser Sheni in Yerushalayim. That was the thing. Yeah, today, you can't eat it, so you redeem it, put on the coin, eventually the coin again, you're going to have to destroy it. Tell about the coin we should do with it, but redeem it on this coin. And what happens at this coin when you redeem it on this, you can use it approximately 20 times, redeem on a shekel piece, for example. 10 shekel piece part, 200 times. So eventually when you use it up, you can take that whole coin and take out 10 agarot from your pocket, take the whole coin and redeem what's on that coin and the fruit in this 10 agarot piece. Okay, now all the 100 times from the 10 shekel piece went on to one fruit to one 5 agarot in this 10 agarot piece. So that coin is cleaned up. Then you take back the one fruit on this, put it back in the original coin. So you can keep going back and forth, by side. Coin to coin, all years, years and years.
On one coin.
What?
Nah, on one coin.
On two coins, you can bounce back and back and forth. So basically on one coin, you use the other coin to redeem it, to clean it up. Once you fill the coin, you use up the fruits on one coin, you redeem it onto another coin. Everything, all the 100 fruits is on one fruit in this coin. That coin is cleaned up. This coin has one fruit on it. You take and redeem that one fruit back on the original coin. Now let's get back to the practical aspect. How do you do this over here with the fruit? So you say like this. You have your Ashbol sitter. Nice translation over there. Ashbol. How much?
216 plus or minus.
216?
Yeah. Maybe 220, I think.
220.
Oh, something around there.
Yeah, it looks pretty good. Drop is over 15 then. Action. This is the... Oh, here we go. 227 now, of course, it's closer. 227. Okay. See, here you have the Nusa. Don't make a profit unless it's Vade. Everything which was advice between if you go to a fortune, then you can make a profit.
Unless you can buy the ship, if you're talking
about the Nusa. Vade, which was advice, don't make a profit. You say the following Nusa, following text, Nusa. Okay. I'm going to say it in my own lesson because it's like this. You cut off 1% from the side and say the following text. More than 1%, which is in this piece over here. In the north side of this piece, piece over here, more than 1%. Call this north. You don't have to go to the north. You don't have to know. You should know where the north is. Okay? You don't know it's over here. North is over there. West is over there. South is over there. East is over there. That's where the directions are. But you don't have to know. You can just say it. You can be in a dark room. You have no idea where you are, what directions. Hashem knows what directions are. You can say north. Okay? More than 1% in the north side, a little more than 1% in the north side of this piece, that is Truma Gedolah. And it takes place on Mac, because that's it. Truma Gedolah goes in that piece. Finished. You took Truma Gedolah. Okay? The 1%, exactly 1% in this piece here, okay? That's what's left over, exactly 1%. More than 1% used up already. The 1% in this piece here, plus another 9 pieces exactly that size, in the north side of this apple, of the main fruit. This 1%, plus another 9% in the north side of the main fruit, altogether 10%. Sound familiar, boys? 10%. That is Maaser Rishon. So you have, you just made Maaser Rishon. And in the north side of the fruit, in the north side of the big fruit. Again, 1% over here, which is remaining over here, plus 9 pieces in the north side of this big fruit. Altogether 10%. That is Maaser Rishon. This 1% over here, which I called Maaser Rishon, I'm now calling it Trumas Maaser. I took now 10% from the 10%. 1%. 10% from 10% is 1%, right? That 1% over here, which I set aside, that is now Maaser Rishon. That's how I tell you. Trumas Maaser. That's the Truma from the Maaser. So I took off. Now this piece just became a little bit more than 1% is Truma Gedolah. This person, right, is Truma's Maaser. It's all Truma. It's all one halakha. It's all Truma. You can't eat it. No one can eat it. But it's on the side. Who cares? It's on the side. It's not going to bother you. The other 9% is Maaser Rishon. That should go to Levi, but since it's a suffix, and we're talking about the fruits you buy in the suffix, you don't know what's going on with that, right? Since it's a suffix, right, you don't know what's going on with it. So you can keep it for yourself and eat it. Some lady comes along and says, give me the Maaser Rishon. It's a proof to me, first of all, that it was never given. From your lady. If not, I'm going to enjoy it. Right? So find me a lady who can prove it's a lady today. No. No one has a proof of a lady. And you could prove it was, maybe perhaps it was never taken, but in the ship, you know what's going on in the ship with the same Jewish Maaser. So that is edible. Anybody can eat it. Yeah. This would give the lady if you use a body lady, if you use a body key.
Even if
it's not like you still get a Jewish Maaser. Well, yeah,
you get a Jewish Maaser. Is that a little bit for Shulam, is that often not, is it 9% minus a little bit?
Yeah, the Truma Gedolah is the 1% minus a little bit. That little bit is the Truma Gedolah.
Yeah, that little bit, does that come out of the 10%? Or was that?
No, that's a separate thing. It's Truma Gedolah. It's a separate thing altogether. That little bit, we took it in the beginning. We said that which is more than 1%.
Yeah.
That, I'm sorry, I'm going over time. I just want to finish before I say, we'll do it again in the second year, but I have it over. That's why I said that more than 1% is Truma Gedolah, because I don't want to include 1%. 1% is stand by itself.
But so that extra bit, that comes out of the whole, or comes out
of the whole? Comes out of the whole fruit. Even my, it makes no difference how much it is, a little bit is enough. Okay, so I've taken Truma Gedolah, Trumas Maaser, and Maaser Rishon. The first Maaser goes to Levi. What's remaining? Maaser Sheni. I say the remaining 10%, the remaining of the fruit, which is approximately comes out at 8.9%, something like that, approximately, comes out. The remaining 10% of the fruit, in the north, in the south side of the fruit, not in the north. The north I use for Maaser Rishon. On the south side of the fruit, where the south is, that 10% remaining is Maaser Sheni. If it's from the first, second, or fourth and fifth years of Shemitah cycle, or Maaser Ani, or say that 10%, that 10% is Maaser Ani, depending what year it's from. You don't have to know what year it's from. It takes place automatically. Hashem knows what year it's from. You say either it's Maaser Sheni, or the, in the 10% on the south side of the fruit is Maaser Sheni, the side of Maaser Sheni, or it's Maaser Ani, whatever it may be, Hashem knows what it is. You've separated Maaser Sheni now. Maaser Sheni, remember, you have to redeem it in order to eat it. So you say the Maaser Sheni should be redeemed on this coin, which I set aside. You put a sign coin in your drawer, put a little bag that says Maaser on it. Or you can use my coin if you want. I set aside, I have twice as many garbage for each coin. Set aside to, for Maaser, that on the coin which I set aside for Maaser, for redeeming Maaser, the 10%, the Maaser Sheni, is redeemed on that coin. Set aside. So it's redeemed on one fruit to the next coin. I'm giving you roughly, I'll read the exactness of the reading in the article afterwards. They have their own English translation. Okay, Maaser Ani, you should have said Maaser Ani is in the south, that takes care of it. Maaser Ani goes to a poor person. So a poor person comes, you can prove that he's an Ani, you can prove that the Maaser Ani was never taken, so then you can get it. If not, prove it, prove to me it was never taken. You can't prove it, so I'll eat it. That's it, and you go and eat it. You're happy. One more point, you say if it's the fourth year fruits, the fourth year fruits after the 3 years of Orla, had the same thing as Maaser Ani have to be redeemed. You say if it's from the fourth year fruits, then I'm redeeming it on a fruit to on the coin which I set aside. That's the whole text. In short, I went a little over time. I just want to get done with the whole thing. I'll go over again next year. How's it over again? It's good of you. Once you know this, your boy sign, what you can do now is say the one line text. All the separations and redemptions that should be you cut off more than 1%, put on the side. All the separations and redemptions that should take place according to the text in the our scroll sitter or in the field scroll pest sitter, whatever sitter you want. They have this, don't have the text in it, it should take place automatically. Take place in split second. That's it. Everything's taken care of. You take the 1%, wrap it up, put it in the garbage, and use the little side of the trim, which can't be eaten by anybody. Take it, wrap it up, put it in the garbage, and it's finished. That's it. That's all.
And you can eat the apple.